Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A quiz of ice and fire.
Hello and welcome to Radio Westeros. I'm Yoke Boy.
And I'm Lady Guinevere. Welcome to our sixth quiz of ice and fire. These quizzes are bonus episodes, meaning there is no patron charge, just a quick and fun way for us to provide entertainment for you.
And so a quick thank you to all our patrons, without whom there wouldn't be bonus episodes, so thanks to you guys for the support. Okay, so today the theme is dragons, and we've decided to stick to the information found in the 5 main books and leave out any from the auxiliary companion books.
Yeah, so today's quiz will pose questions about dragons, the answers of which can be found within the 5 books of A Song of Ice and Fire. And so you can play along at home, alone or with others, and we think this is a great way to brush up on details you might have forgotten.
Okay, so let's get started then. Grab your pens and pencils. We have 17 questions for you, and we'll ask them one by one, and then circle back and give you the answers at the end. If you follow us on any of our social media, you can always let us know how you did there. We like it when you guys shout out your scores to us on any of our outlets. Okay, so good luck, and let's begin with the first question.
Okay, question one. The first mention of dragons in the books is, unsurprisingly, in a Daenerys point of view. She thinks that a certain character is a dealer in spices, gemstones, dragon bone, and other less savory things. Who is this unscrupulous character who deals in dragon bone and other things?
That's it. So a character early on from Dany's arc. And on to question number two. Which character had the three-headed dragon wrought in rubies on his breastplate, which was then smashed in, symbolizing the demise of his great house?
Okay, we expect most of you will get that one, but we've got to throw you a softball every now and then. Now, question three, which character repeatedly talks of himself as the dragon early on in the books, claiming, among other things, that the dragon does not beg?
Yeah, so who thinks he is the dragon early on? And on to question four. At Dany and Drogo's wedding, she is given 3 petrified dragon's eggs as a gift. Where, allegedly, are these eggs from?
Okay, so where do those 3 eggs allegedly come from? Question five. Again, has to do with Dany's wedding. At the wedding, Kotho gives her a dragon bone bow that is taller than she is. She later gives it to a blood rider when he becomes Ko. So, which Dothraki is it that ends up with Dany's dragon bone bow?
Yeah, the dragon bone bow. Those are supposed to have magnificent range for firing those arrows. So which of the blood riders was gifted it? And on to question six. When King Robert is talking irritably about the assassination of Daenerys, Ned recalls Robert used what term to describe dead Rhaenys and dead Aegon Targaryen, instead of seeing them as babes.
Okay, so what is the derogatory term that Robert uses for these dead babies? Now, question 7. At the end of Game of Thrones, Dany achieves the impossible and births dragons in an instinctive magical ritual upon a funeral pyre. What does she see that she interprets as a sign to walk into the flames?
Yeah, terrific scene towards the end of A Game of Thrones. So what does Dany see before she walks into the flames? And on to question 8. In A Clash of Kings, which female character admits to having bad dreams of dragons coming to eat her?
Okay, dragons coming to eat you, whatever you think that might mean, it definitely sounds like a nightmare to me. On to question 9. Targaryens seem particularly connected to and obsessed with dragons. We hear from Jon and via old Nan about a Targaryen prince that wanted to transform into a dragon. For half a point each, name this prince and how he died.
Yes, so he sounds a bit deranged, this guy. Half a point for saying who he is and half a point for saying how he died. And on to question number 10. The Targaryens conquered Westeros with 3 siblings on 3 dragons on their front line. Tyrion recalls standing between the jaws of these 3 legendary dragons in the cellars of the Red Keep. We want to know the names of these 3 dragons that changed Westeros forever, and we need all 3 names for the point.
Okay, so from the 3 dragons of the conquest, question 11 moves on to the 3 dragons in the main story. Daenerys also has 3 dragons who could yet better the invasive feats of Aegon, his sisters, and their dragons. But which of Dany's dragons is described as having green features with bronze eyes?
Yeah, green features with bronze eyes. Do you know Dany's dragons one from the next? And so on to question 12. The word Dracarys is High Valyrian for dragonfire. Slave Master Krasnys finds this out for himself the first time Dany uses the word for an attack, when he gets an eye-melting faceful of which dragon's Dracarys?
Okay, so which dragon was it who melted Krasnys' eyes, among other things? Question 13. In A Dance with Dragons, an adventurous Dornishman tries to dominate which dragon in Meereen? He wakes it up, calls, and then shouts its name, brandishes a whip, spending some time trying to take charge of this dragon. The story has an unhappy ending. But which dragon is it that Quentin Martell spent his time trying to master?
Yeah, so Quentin makes a very bad choice there. So which dragon did he spend his time annoying? And number 14. In A Dance with Dragons, we get the increasing sense that Tyrion's knowledge of dragon lore is going to come in very handy in the future plot. On one occasion, Haldan Halfmaester quizzes him about the legendary Serwyn of the Mirror Shield, who slew a dragon. What was the name of the dragon in this tale?
Yeah, what was the name of this dragon, who is the only non-Targaryen dragon mentioned by name in the 5 books? Now, question 15. The following quote is all about dragons. We want to know who said these words. I see them in my dreams. I see a red star bleeding in the sky. I still remember red. I see their shadows on the snow, hear the crack of leathern wings, feel their hot breath. My brothers dreamed of dragons too, and the dreams killed them, every one. We tremble on the cusp of half-remembered prophecies of wonders and terrors that no man now living could hope to comprehend.
Yes, someone sounds like they've been having dragon dreams. So who was it? On to question number 16. apparently hidden beneath the citadel is a very rare book about dragons. It's a fragmentary, anonymous, blood-soaked tome, sometimes called Blood and Fire, that spurred many fan theories. What we want to know is, by what other name does this book often go by?
Okay, so the other name for a book sometimes colloquially called Blood and Fire. And now, question 17, our last question. In A Dance with Dragons, John recalls one of Old Nan's tales that included a dragon with cold breath. What is the name given to this mythical creature, which also shares its name with a Westerosi constellation? And that was our 17 questions for this quiz. We'll be back right after this with the answers.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Okay, welcome back. And so we asked you 17 dragon-related questions from A Song of Ice and Fire. Here's the answers. Number one, this was a question about someone who deals in dragon bone and other unsavory things. And the answer was none other than Magister Illyrio.
Yeah, Illyrio Mopatis, in one of our first descriptions of him in A Danny Point of View, it says, Magister Illyrio was a dealer in spices, gemstones, dragon bone, and other less savory things. He had friends in all of the nine cities, it was said, and even beyond, in Vaes Dothrak and the fabled lands beside the Jade Sea. It was also said that he'd never had a friend he wouldn't cheerfully sell for the right price. So, fabulous character, Magister Illyrio. And question two had to do with the person who wore a three-headed dragon wrought in rubies on his breastplate, which was then smashed in, symbolizing the demise of his once great house. The answer, of course, is none other than Rhaegar Targaryen.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure most of you will have got that one. Prince Rhaegar. They had come together at the Ford of the Trident while the battle crashed around them. Robert with his warhammer and his great antlered helm, the Targaryen prince armoured all in black. On his breastplate was the three-headed dragon of his house, wrought all in rubies that flashed like fire in the sunlight. The waters of the Trident ran red around the hooves of their destriers as they circled and clashed again and again, until at last a crushing blow from Robert's hammer stove in the dragon and the chest beneath it. So, a literal blow to the heart of the last dragon. On to question three. We asked which character repeatedly talks of himself as the dragon. He's a very arrogant and boastful character. You've got it. The answer is Viserys Targaryen.
Yeah, Viserys Targaryen refers to himself as the dragon, notably early on when he's getting some probably very good advice from Jorah Mormont, who counsels him to be patient, saying, "The Dothraki are true to their word, but they do things in their own time. A lesser man may beg a favor from the Khal, but must never presume to berate him." And this doesn't go over very well with Viserys, who says, "Guard your tongue, Mormont, or I'll have it out. I am no lesser man. I am the rightful lord of the Seven Kingdoms. The dragon does not beg." So, poor Viserys, famous last words. Question four had to do with Dany's three petrified dragon's eggs that she received from Magister Illyrio as a gift at her wedding. Where, allegedly, did these eggs come from? The answer is from the Shadowlands beyond Ashai.
Yeah, the Shadowlands from beyond Ashai. Because we're in a kind mood, we will accept Ashai, because I know a lot of you will have got that. That's close enough. And let's look at a quote from the text. "One egg was a deep green with burnished bronze flecks that came and went depending on how Dany turned it. Another was pale cream streaked with gold. The last was black as midnight sea, yet alive with scarlet ripples and swirls." "What are they?" she asked, her voice hushed and full of wonder.
"Dragon's eggs, from the Shadowlands beyond Ashai," said Magister Illyrio. "The eons have turned them to stone, yet still they burn bright with beauty."
Here, question number five. This is about another of Dany's wedding gifts. This is the dragon bone bow that's taller than she is. We wanted to know, which of her blood riders does she give the dragon bone bow to? And the answer is Aggo.
Yeah, it's Aggo. Here's a quote from Game of Thrones. "Aggo, to you I give the dragonbone bow that was my bride gift. It was double-curved, shiny black, and exquisite, taller than she was. I name you Ko and ask your oath that you should live and die as blood of my blood, riding at my side to keep me safe from harm." And we want to note that he initially refuses because Dany is a woman, but he does become Ko and take the bow after her dragons are born. Now, question six had to do with King Robert Baratheon, and what was that derogatory term that he used to describe Rhaenys and Aegon Targaryen? Instead of seeing them as babes, he called them dragonspawn.
Yes, you can hear him shout that, can't you? Dragonspawn! Here's the quote. "Robert's hatred of Targaryens was a madness in him. He remembered the angry words they had exchanged when Tywin Lannister had presented Robert with the corpses of Rhaegar's wife and children as a token of fealty. Ned had named that murder. Robert called it war. When he had protested that the young prince and princess were no more than babes, his new-made king had replied, 'I see no babes, only dragonspawn.'" And in A Game of Thrones, Robert goes on to use the term to describe Daenerys, Viserys, and any future children. So I think it's clear to see why Ned would go to such great lengths to hide Jon's identity. And on to question seven. What was it that Dany saw that gave her the final bit of inspiration to walk out into those flames at the funeral pyre? And the answer is the comet.
Yeah, she sees the comet and she thinks it looks like a red dragon tail. Here's a quote. "Choco spied it first. 'There,' he said in a hushed voice. Dany looked and saw it, low in the east. The first star was a comet, burning red, blood red, fire red, the dragon's tail. She could not have asked for a stronger sign." Okay, and then question eight had to do with a female character who had bad dreams about dragons coming to eat her. And of course that was young Shireen Baratheon.
Yeah, and here's Shireen telling Maester Cressen of her nightmares, inspired by those stone dragon statues at Dragonstone. I had bad dreams, Shireen told him, about the dragons. They were coming to eat me. The child had been plagued by nightmares as far back as Maester Cresson could recall. We have talked of this before, he said gently. The dragons cannot come to life. They are carved of stone, child. Okay, so bad dreams from Shireen there. And on to question 9. This one was about the Targaryen prince who wanted to transform into a dragon, and we said half a point for his name and half a point for how he died. And the answer is Aerion the Monstrous / Aerion Brightflame, so either of those for half. And he died when he drank wildfire.
That's right, we hear about this in a Jon chapter. Aerion the Monstrous, Jon knew that name. The prince who thought he was a dragon was one of old Nan's more gruesome tales. His little brother Bran had loved it. The very one, though he named himself Aerion Brightflame. One night, in his cups, he drank a jar of wildfire after telling his friends it would transform him into a dragon. But the gods were kind, and it transformed him into a corpse. So if you remember your stories about Aerion Brightflame, the gods were kind to Westeros on that occasion. On to question 10. We wanted to know the names of the three dragons that came over with the three Targaryen siblings during the conquest. We wanted all the names for the full point, and they were Balerion, Meraxes, and Vhagar.
Yeah, here's a quote. Balerion, Meraxes, Vhagar, Tyrion had stood between their gaping jaws, wordless and awed. You could have ridden a horse down Vhagar's gullet, although you would not have ridden it out again. Meraxes was even bigger, and the greatest of them, Balerion, the Black Dread, could have swallowed an Aurochs whole, or even one of the hairy mammoths said to roam the cold wastes beyond the port of Eben. So with those three dragons, it's no wonder that the conquest was so successful. And on to question 11. This one asked, which of Dany's dragons is described as having green features with bronze eyes? And the answer is Rhaegal.
Yeah, Dany's three dragons called Drogon, Viserion, and Rhaegal. And it's the latter who has the green and bronze color scheme, hatching from one of Valyrio's eggs that had similar coloring on the outside. And Rhaegal, incidentally, is named after Dany's older brother, Rhaegar. Now, question 12 had to do with the slave master Krasnys getting his face and eyes and a lot of other things melted by a face full of dragon fire. Which dragon was it that responded to Dany's command, Dracarys? It was Drogon.
Yep, Drogon, the face melter. Imagine how hot his breath must be. Here's the quote. There is a reason. A dragon is no slave. And Dany swept the lash down as hard as she could across the slaver's face. Krasnys screamed and staggered back, the blood running red down his cheeks into his perfumed beard. The harpy's fingers had torn his features half to pieces with one slash, but she did not pause to contemplate the ruin. Drogon, she sang out loudly, sweetly, all her fear forgotten. Dracarys. The black dragon spread his wings and roared. A lance of swirling dark flame took Krasnys full in the face. His eyes melted and ran down his cheeks, and the oil in his hair and beard burst so fiercely into fire that for an instant the slaver wore a burning crown twice as tall as his head. Okay, so Krasnys made a big mistake with his burning crown there. And speaking of someone that made a big mistake, on to question 13, which asked, which of Dany's dragons did Quentin Martell spend some time trying to master, but in fact he was provoking? And the answer is Viserion.
Yeah, it's Viserion that Quentin was trying to make some sort of connection with. Here's a quote. Quentin let his whip uncoil. Viserion, he called, louder this time. He could do this. He would do this. His father had sent him to the far ends of the earth for this. He would not fail him. Viserion! He snapped the whip in the air with a crack that echoed off the blackened walls. And it goes on from there. Quentin trying badly to tame Viserion. And we want to note that it's actually Rhaegal who surprises Quentin from behind, bathing him in dragon fire and putting an end to his dreams of being a dragon tamer. Question number 14 had to do with Serwyn of the Mirror Shield slaying a dragon. What was the name of the dragon killed by Serwyn? The answer was Urax.
Yeah, Urax, and we'll be talking more about Serwyn of the Mirror Shield and Urax in our upcoming Legends of the South episode, which I hope you're all looking forward to. And on to question number 15, which was a passage about somebody dreaming of dragons, feeling their hot breath, talking about their brothers having these dragon dreams too, and the dreams actually killing all of his brothers. And the character having these dreams was Maester Aemon.
Yeah, that's right, Maester Aemon, actually making an oblique reference there to Arion Brightflame from Question 9, who was one of his brothers, definitely killed by his dreams of becoming a dragon. And on to question 16. This had to do with a very rare book about dragons that is allegedly hidden beneath the Citadel. Sometimes called Blood and Fire, it actually has another name that it is known as The Death of Dragons.
Yeah, The Death of Dragons. There's a lot of fan theories that talk about Jack and Hagar infiltrating the Citadel in order to get hold of this book. And here's a little quote from the text. And of course, there was even less chance of his coming on the fragmentary, anonymous, blood-soaked tome, sometimes called Blood and Fire, and sometimes The Death of Dragons, the only surviving copy of which was supposedly hidden away in a locked vault beneath the Citadel. Okay, so being that scarce and protected, no wonder it's at the centre of some conspiracy theories. And on to the last question, number 17, where we asked, what is the name given to the mythical creature of Old Nan's Tales, which also shares its name with a Westerosi constellation, and of course, it's dragon-related? And the answer is the Ice Dragon.
Yeah, that's right, the Ice Dragon. In this case, it is used as a simile to describe the cold. The snowfall was light today, a thin scattering of flakes dancing in the air, but the wind was blowing from the east along the wall, cold as the breath of the Ice Dragon in the tales Old Nan used to tell. And I'm sure you know many fans believe that we will see an Ice Dragon in the story one day. And if you have not read George's story, The Ice Dragon, I highly recommend it. It is not related directly to A Song of Ice and Fire. It's one of George's earlier short stories, but if you read it, you will see some influences for much of his later work. And I do recommend that you read the full version that can be found in the collection Dream Songs.
Okay, so we really hope that you had fun today. Remember to shout us out your scores so we see how you've done, see that we've got the kind of difficulty level right, and that you're all having fun with these quizzes. And we'll be back with another serious episode very soon. Okay, so thanks for playing, and we hope you had fun. Cheers.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.